Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Gina Latuca from the SPCA serving Erie County is with us live on WBEN this morning. This Friday is the SPCA's Pack the Pet Food Pantry food drive. And Gina, I think this is a first. Why are you doing this?
Well, we've noticed the need in our region increase tremendously. Earlier this year, our pet food pantry was very busy. We were giving away about 20 to 30,000 dog or cat meals a month, just in 1 month. We have seen that need practically triple. The last couple months, we surpassed 60,000 dog and cat food meals in a month. And we're realizing this need in our region is continuing to grow. We know we've got to do something. We've got to do it fast just to help people in our community at least get through the next couple months. Let's at least get through the end of the year, get into next year, and hopefully still be able to help more people in our region.
Yeah, I mean, anyone who has a pet knows pet food can be expensive, and it just keeps climbing. And so this is a great way to help out. You're collecting what kind of food specifically?
Well, you know, I do want to say we are collecting all kinds of pet food. Now, our pet food pantry is active 24/7. We've got that pet food pantry going all the time. We're usually collecting open food. Maybe someone had a bag, the dog isn't eating it anymore, the cat didn't like it, so they can bring that open food to us. For this particular event, our greatest need right now is unopened, dried dog and cat food. Now, people have been asking, can I bring other food? Can I bring canned food or moist? I happen to have treats that are unopened. We will accept anything, and it will be very appreciated. It will definitely go to good use in this community. But right now, the greatest need is unopened, dry dog and cat food.
You know, for many pet owners, this may make a difference, right? In whether or not they can keep their pet.
Not only is the cost of owning a pet increasing all the way around across the board, but now we're talking about what's happening in our society right now. People are struggling right now. And as they're looking at their pets, they have some difficult choices to make. And the SPCA has assumed a position over the last 2 years that one of our major efforts is pet retention. We're trying to do what we can, direct more resources toward keeping pets in their homes, trying to remove the need to surrender. Because if you're a family, you've got a beloved pet now, you're going through a tough time financially. Sometimes you're relying on your pet more than ever for that emotional support. What we're trying to do is keep these animals in their homes, eliminate the need people might feel that they need to surrender right now. We've got our incredible sponsors for this program, Lumsden McCormick. They're helping to bring this program to the community, this Pack the Pet Food Pantry event. We also have some partners. Northtown is helping us. There are extra drop-off locations. We've got all of the Andersons locations that our extra drop-off locations. If you can't get all the way out to West Seneca on Friday to drop off food, we've got our partner locations, Lumsden McCormick, the sponsors of this event. They're even serving as a drop-off location on Friday.
So a lot of different options for you to not just grab some food, but to get out there at a few different locations all across Western New York and help do some good. You mentioned that you do have that pet food pantry open year-round. I mean, how popular of a service is that?
Well, it has grown. We've had a pet food pantry, I'm going to say, about 4 years. And it was a little bit smaller. We were a little more limited. Once we started making pet retention a major effort of the SPCA serving Erie County, it grew exponentially. Once we started working with partners in this region, partners nationwide, that pet food pantry grew. And of course, as that grew, our society was changing, the needs of the society changed, and people started relying on us more heavily. We thought that we were at our highest number earlier this year when 1 month we gave away 30,000 dog or cat meals. And we said, okay, we've really reached this pinnacle. We never saw that doubling and now surpassing 60,000 meals a month. So what we've done is identify a true need in this community, and what the community is doing is helping us to meet that need. And again, this food is staying here. This isn't food that we're shipping away. We've got people in our region, our own neighbors, are struggling right now, and we're doing what we can to help them with this, help them keep their pets. We're doing what we can to help them with this particular need.
All right, so you're looking for unopened dry dog and cat food, and you listed a number of locations, but one thing that I thought was pretty interesting, at the SPCA, it's a drive-through service, right? You don't even have to get out of your car.
You don't even have to leave. We're going to be out there. I think hopefully Friday is going to be a decent day, but we'll be out there collecting the food. You don't have to leave your car. And again, I do want to say the greatest need, unopened dry dog and cat, but if you have something at home, if you say, well, you know what, it's a little expensive for me right now, but I still want to help, please consider any type of food. If you can't drop off anywhere, we've got wish lists online. So people can go right to our Amazon wish list, Chewy, Walmart. You could click the link to the wish list and just have the food sent to us. You don't even have to drop it off. And if you decide you'd rather make a monetary donation, of course, there's a link for that as well. And we will put your money toward the PAC, the Pet Food Pantry event.
Well, awesome. And great, again, to help out so many people, especially this time of year. You know, we talk about helping out food pantries and the pets get their turn, too, here, thanks to the SPCA. I mean, I hope it's a great event. You can donate, what, all day? Tell us again when and where and all the details you need to know if you want to donate.
If you want to do the drop-off donating, you can come right to the SPCA on Friday. It's going on from 10 until 6. All of the Anderson's locations are collecting Friday through Sunday, and that's all business hours. Northtown Subaru, Friday 9 to 7. Northtown Honda, Friday 9 to 7. Those locations are in Amherst. And we've got everything listed on our website, the addresses, the links to our wish list. The website address, yourspca.org/packthepantry.
All right. Well, good luck with that, Gina. Thanks so much for telling us about it in advance so people can get ready.
Thank you.
Gina Latuca from the SPCA serving Erie County. Friday is Pack the Pet Food Pantry.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.